Good morning. You wake up, and already you are in your day. Barely awake. Our day is already coming toward us. It brings thoughts and indications of the day that lies before us. It may even bring with it worries, fears, needs, or even physical pain. Whatever it may be, don't let it get you down by continuing to think about what is momentarily preoccupying you, thus burdening the new day with even more. Thoughts, if they are brooding and fearful, can burden us even more, because with them we continue to reinforce the bad aspects. But there are also light-filled thoughts in the morning, sunny thoughts, liberating thoughts, which you can activate to send in advance light-filled and sunny thoughts into the day, so that we affirm light-filled and sunny aspects and give them to the new day, we want to brighten up ourselves with a morning meditation. You will soon realize that things aren't half so bad when we tackle whatever is tormenting us in a hopeful spirit. If you would like to, think along with me and allow pictures to come up in you. The part of the earth that is now turning to the sun receives the light of the sun. Even when a veil of clouds wants to cover up the sunlight, the sun shines and doesn't let itself be distracted from radiating its light to the earth and to the people. In our picture, we have the sun, the light, the person, the earth. It, the sun, begins the new day by shining its light to it. The next hours of the day receive ever more light from the sun's light. Why? Because the part of the earth that is turning toward the sun doesn't let itself be stopped from turning to the sun. The light of the sun shines continually. We people are the earth, as it were. How do we behave toward the inner light? Because each of us bears within the great universal light, which we call God. We allow a few thoughts that concern us, even if the day finds it difficult to absorb the light, because the veil of clouds wants to darken it. The part of the earth remains strong. And why? Because the sun, the light, is stronger than the cloud cover. The earth's rhythm is oriented to light, and the sun radiates constantly. The light shines eternally, and the part of the earth is constantly oriented to the light. In relation to this, What about us?
Let
us become aware of the light of the senses. Even when our mood is still clouded, in us is a mighty sun, the light of infinity, which wants to brighten us by illuminating everything that we can put into order on this day, so that the inner light, the light in the very basis of our soul, can brighten soul and person. And so, no matter what is moving us, we could let our thoughts be illuminated by the light of the spiritual heart, which we also call God, in order to bring the good, the light-filled aspects into our day. We strive to draw closer to the inner light by trustingly building up thoughts that the light is able to fill. We now let the following thoughts come to mind. The right kind of thinking, light-filled thinking, is positive, trusting life. Light-filled thoughts are hopeful thoughts, thoughts of joy and confidence. The light in us causes the day to become brighter if we turn to the light in order to let ourselves be directed and guided by the light. We think, the same as meditate, into our inner being. Light from the mighty sun of our inner being draws into our disposition. Light from the mighty sun brings harmony and confidence. Light from the mighty sun in us strengthens us so that we begin the new day filled with strength and hope. Light from the eternal sun helps us put our thoughts in order to guide our conversations positively and to illuminate difficulties in order to eliminate them with the light. Worries, problems, and difficulties begin to recede from us. Light-filled, hopeful thoughts become stronger.
Zuversicht zieht ein.
Confidence draws in and gives us the strength to remedy everything that is not in order. At work, in our family, and with people who move in our thoughts, hope is light. Light is strength. Light gives us the strength to clear things up and to solve them. Light strengthens us at work. Through the light, disharmonies transform into harmonies. The light brings good thoughts, thoughts of peace. Light solves quarrels and brings about reconciliation. Light is like a fragrant rose whose fragrance is emanated, making each person happy who can joyfully take in the fragrance with their heart. It has become lighter and more hopeful in us. We give thanks. In thanks lies hope, solace, and confidence. In the gratitude to the great, mighty light in us lies the strength to master the day. In its mighty, shining rays, the light in us gives us peace and secureness. Now we go into the day, strengthened by the light that shines in us. I wish you the light of the inner sun and the light for your new day. Best wishes, Gabriella.
Gabriele.